must be very exciting for you, Miss Parker. Your very first Tweesbury Church Bazaar and Jumble Sale.
Yes, Reverend.
I'll wager there's nothing like this in America.
No.
The Coconut Shy by Scott Augustson.
It's so good of you to volunteer to help us out. Ah, here's your station. You will be in charge of the Coconut Shy.
The what?
Why, Miss Parker, the Coconut Shy, the crown jewel of the Tweesbury Church Bazaar and Jumble Sale.
What is it?
Oh, a coconut shy. See, here, we take a stack of these coconuts and we make a stack of them here on the table. People pay a shilling for three of these bean bags. The bean bags are then tossed, underhanded of course, at the coconuts. The lucky soul who can knock them over so that they spill willy-nilly onto the ground wins. Oh, huzzah! You see?
What do they win?
Oh, why, one of these charming little China dogs, of course. Oh, look at them. Hey, little corgis and terriers. Oh, and this very special little fellow, the ginger spaniel. Hello, pups.
Oh, those are nice. Yes. They look handmade. Where did you get them?
Oh, from St. Anne's. The idiot children make them.
The what?
Oh, now, if you'll excuse me, I'm off to get a cup of Chibswillig.
Chibswillig?
Yes, a local drink. It's a sort of punch made from treacle and gin. Have fun!
Hello. You're the American girl, aren't you?
Yes. Julie Parker.
I'm Mrs. Coventry Kent.
Pleased to meet you.
Yes. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'll just start setting up my coconuts.
The Reverend put me in charge here.
What? Put you in charge?
Yes.
Of the coconut shy?
Yes.
The crown jewel of the Tweesbury Church Bazaar and Jumble Sale?
Yes.
But no. I'm afraid a dreadful error has occurred. It was supposed to be mine.
Well, the Reverend did tell me, but if there's been a mistake, I'll happily...
Mrs. Coventry Kent.
Oh, Mrs. Warfield Jones.
What's wrong? Why aren't you manning the coconut shy?
Come over here, quick. This year, the vicar has assigned the American the job of watching over the coconut shy.
What? The crown jewel of the Tweesbury Church? Bazaar and Jumble Sale in the hands of a Yank?
It appears so.
But the coconut shy should be yours this year.
Do you think I don't know that? Last year, I was in charge of the tea cozies. The year before that, I sold glasses of Chibswillig. The person who serves Chibswillig one year is in charge of the tea cozies the next. And then, if she has proven herself worthy, then she is awarded the coconut shy. It's tradition. It has been that way since the Boer War. Did I not do a good job of the cozies?
You did a bloody good job with the cozies last year. You solved that horrid gingham denim mix-up, and your quick thinking saved all of those rabbits from a nasty death.
Oh, that's good of you to say. But why would the Reverend give her the coconut shy?
Well, I don't like to speak ill about a man of God, but perhaps he fancies her.
But he's a married man.
They have a word for it. Adultery.
Oh.
But she's young enough to be his daughter.
Ah, men are swine.
Yes. She probably used her sophisticated American knowledge of complex sexual practices to ensnare him.
Yes.
The temptress. I'll bet she wore French knickers and took his John Thomas on a holiday up north.
Don't you mean south?
North.
Oh. Fiduciary.
Yes. Oh, today's youth. She has a little fun, she gets the vicar and the coconut shy, never thinking for a minute that she's undermining the very Church of England. Why, maybe next year, Tweesbury won't bother with a bazaar and jumble sale. We'll just open a bloody brothel.
Do you think she's the devil? Old Scratch himself. A demonic succubus sent to sully us all.
Oh, calm down, Edna. She's not the devil. She's a whore.
Excuse me. Are you two talking about me?
Mrs. Warfield Jones, is it me, or do all Americans look like Marietard Lincoln?
That is uncalled for.
Is it?
What have I done?
What have you done? You've snatched the coconut shy away from its rightful heir.
This is about the coconuts?
She did the cozies last year.
Cozies?
The tea cozies.
Uh-huh.
And before that, she slaved all day in the sun over a bowl of chib swillig.
I don't understand.
Do you not know that the coconut shy is
the crown jewel of the Tweesbury Church Bazaar and Jumble Sale? Yes, but please.
Oh, here comes Lady Cardigan. She'll settle this.
Hello, whatever is the problem?
The problem is that the Reverend has given the coconut shy to the American.
The coconut shy? The crown jewel of the Tweesbury Church Bazaar and Jumble Sale?
Precisely.
But didn't you do the cozies last year?
Kind of you to remember.
Why would the Reverend do that?
Because she and he were playing hide the weasel in the wood.
What? I'll have him defrocked, I will.
She's a godless communist trying to undermine the Church of England and probably steal the money from the coconut shy.
Oh, come on.
Oh, you don't fool us, Taffy Legs.
Taffy Legs?
It's something my brothers used to call me.
Look here. I am not going to...
Look what you've done, you clumsy girl! You've broken a china dog! The Basset Hound, no less! Oh, don't you care that some idiot child probably spent hours on that dog?
I'm going now.
Hi-ya! Ow! You threw a beanbag at me.
Yes, I did. I can't do it.
Oh dear.
Oh dear, indeed.
We went a little far, didn't we? Whatever are we going to do?
Just tuck her under the table. Here.
Excellent idea. Grab her foot.
Now grab the head and just shove it. Just shove it under the head.
Well, Caroline, I think this means you're in charge.
In charge?
Of the coconut shy?
Yes, belongs to you.
I suppose it does. Doesn't it? Well, I just better hop to it then. Step right up, folks. Three chances for only a shilling. Come on, it's all for a good cause. Take home a dog. Don't be shy. Get it? Shy? Coconut shy.
Yeah.